The big gig is almost here. Let's break down the bands you need to see and everything else Summerfest has to offer. Here's your host, Sandy Max.
It is that time of year that I love. I look forward to the return of Summerfest, the world's largest music festival. It happens right here on Milwaukee's lakefront, and I am thrilled to bring you the inside scoop, the must-dos, the tips to make the most of Summerfest with two of the leaders of Summerfest. First, welcome to the WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck, Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., president and CEO and huge music fan, Sarah Pancari.
Oh, thanks, Sandy. We are excited as well.
We
look forward to the next couple weeks in a big way at our place.
And also joining me on the WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck, back for more, Chief Revenue Officer Kevin Kennedy. How are you?
I'm doing good. We're happy to be here and excited to talk about all of the great things we have in store for Summerfest this year.
And as leadership, it's got to be a labor of love, but it's got to be super exciting to see this tradition go on. How many years now?
This will be our 58th festival.
Wow.
And it takes a village, as you know, not just the 2,200 people that work for Milwaukee World Festival, but all of our sponsors, our partners, all the artists, of course, and most importantly, all the fans.
You have a true affection and passion for Summerfest. Sarah, remind everybody of your journey as a teenager, or was it even before your teenage years getting into Summerfest?
Well, I certainly attended as a young person. Being from Milwaukee, I was fortunate to go as a young person. But in high school, I was an usher in the amphitheater. I remember seeing Steve Miller. I remember seeing this huge hip-hop show at that time, In Excess. I mean, all these shows. I mean, I do remember seeing the MTV video tour in the late 80s,
wow,
early 90s, right? So I know I'm dating myself.
But that's okay. Music is part of all of us at any age, and those teenage years are very formative.
And what's remarkable to me as we talk about Summerfest is how many people say to us, I remember when I saw this artist at Summerfest. And they may be playing stadiums now, they may be playing with other bands, but the fact that Summerfest was the introduction to that artist whom they loved is really something that we take very, very seriously, and we're always pleased to hear those stories.
So Sarah, as an usher, though, were you thinking as you're standing in the back watching the MTV video tour, someday I want to be president and CEO. I want to run this. I want to make this even better.
I didn't even know what a CEO was, but I was fortunate enough to come back as a young professional, worked for Bo Black, and really learned about not just what we do from the music side, but also the impact that we have as an employer, as certainly, you know, a great asset for Milwaukee and for Wisconsin to brag about across America and the world. And so what I've come to appreciate over time is just not necessarily just the music, but the huge impact we have as an organization.
For you to work underneath Bo Black, the woman who really embodied Summerfest for decades and was in leadership, what did you learn from Bo Black?
You know, interestingly enough, as a young woman, I learned that you should always read the sports page when you're walking into a big meeting in the morning, because it would always give you something to talk about in those days, right? So, but then fast forward also, just she was incredibly fierce, and you know, really appreciated her love of Milwaukee and her love of the Summerfest brand. But fast forward, I also worked for my predecessor, Don Smiley, who he had come from a big market and really had a vision for what is now $180 million invested in this one-of-one lakefront park. That was really Don's vision to improve the festival park into a world-class venue. And so I've really had this very blessed career of working for two people that really embodied the festival and all it can do for our community.
And for you to see that evolution firsthand as a fan and as a staff member, where you talk about that investment on our lakefront, a lot of us remember when they were white tents, literally tents that were set up for 11 days and this temporary structure.
I hear a lot about the mud.
Yeah.
They talk about the mud. They talk about, speaking of In Excess, they talk about the show that got rained out. And so, you know, but what's always remarkable to me is those are the pinnacle moments that people remember, and that Summerfest gets to play a role in those either connections or really cool experiences. That's something, again, we take very seriously down at our place.
Well, congratulations on making it all the way now to a true leadership role as president and CEO. And
Thank you.
Love that Summerfest is truly part of your DNA and your Milwaukee lifestyle tradition growing up.
It is. And it, so much so, our daughter, I mean, she knows where she's going in the summer. Like on a weekend, she knows she's going to the festival park, because given Kevin's great work and all the great cultural and ethnic festivals we have, there's always something going on in Milwaukee at the lakefront, which is something we're trying to put into our family as much as we possibly can.
Kevin Kennedy, tell us about your journey to Summerfest and tell us about your near Pearl Jam experience.
I'm originally from Iowa. So I grew up in Iowa. I think I first heard of Summerfest, even all the way over in Iowa, probably early to mid 90s. I was at least 16 years old because I was working at a, I guess, what would be considered Walgreens here. It was called Drugtown in Marion, Iowa. But basically, a friend of mine had cousins who lived in East Troy and had told me about this music festival called Summerfest, and Pearl Jam was going to be there. At the time, it was mid 90s, and Pearl Jam wasn't touring in Iowa. So we've got to figure out a way to go. Well, it turned out I had like a 4 or 8 hour shift at work, and I tried to see if I could get anyone to take my shift, and you know, all my friends were like, just call in sick, you'll be fine. And I wasn't raised that way, and I just had too much of a guilty conscience. So unfortunately,
strong work ethic.
Yes, yes. And so I did not get to go. So my first memory of Summerfest is what I didn't get to go do and see. I still think about it to this day. I did eventually get to see Pearl Jam many, many years later, but just the one time. But that was my first exposure. I moved here in 2000.
Because all your friends weren't going to miss out on
right.
the big gig.
I heard about how good it was because they still went. I didn't get to go. So I got to hear a lot about how good it was. But then I moved here in 2000. And I worked at the Journal Sentinel. I worked in a lot of media and just kind of worked my way up and just, you know, really developed a passion for working in the advertising and marketing space and just, you know, how brands come to life and engage with events and people that attend events. And I was just fortunate to get a phone call about an opportunity at Summerfest. And I thought about it for about 2 seconds and said, yes, I'm interested. And the rest is history. And it's just been... It's been an amazing opportunity to really learn about, you know, summer. When I first started, I'm like, this is a really fun party, a great festival, lots of great music. But after you're there, you really start to realize underneath all that, there's a mission. There's a lot of impact on a lot of people that we impact in this community that are in need. And so that's really what is great about working for the festival.
Well, music is a wonderful way literally to bring people together. And that's what a lot of businesses want to be part of, and a happy vibe and a good vibe. So I think Summerfest has a lot to offer. And, you know, in a world of Lollapaloozas and Bonnaroos and Coachellas and Glastonberries over the decades, Summerfest is still the world's largest music festival.
We host more artists than anywhere else in the world.
Congratulations. And that's a banner to keep carrying and that you want to continue to grow.
Absolutely. And Wisconsin has cultivated this tradition, right? So we are the ones that get to support it. But the idea that people come back and generations of fans come back with, you know, we've seen grandmothers and parents and children and they're all listening to Earth, Wind and Fire, right? So it's not an endeavor that is not so valuable and something that is really, really fun to do.
Up next, who is headlining Summerfest 2026? We'll update you with the biggest names taking over the American Family Insurance Amphitheater. And I want to find out from both of you some can't-miss performances on the free stages, too. Plus, how to score admission deals and freebies, festing with your kids, Fuzz Pop workshops, brand new art experience, and more ways to make the most of your big gig. Stay tuned. We are just getting started with the WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
Welcome back to the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
My guests are massive music fans who are Summerfest experts. They have the knowledge to maximize your experience, whether you go one day or all 9 days of the big gig. I am happy to chat with Sarah Pancari, Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. President and CEO, and Kevin Kennedy, Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. Chief Revenue Officer. Well, there is a lot to cover for all the entertainment options, the flavor and the fun of Summerfest. But let's dive into the musical lineup. Let's start with the American Family Insurance Amphitheater headliners. What stands out about the amphitheater show's lineup overall?
It's hard not to start with two additional dates of the festival with Garth Brooks, right? So we're so excited to host Garth Brooks. It's his first shows in Milwaukee in 10 years, in Wisconsin, I think, in 10 years. And
a legit superstar.
Living legend. Truly,
music,
a living legend.
Not just country, yeah.
And someone who is captivating and provides these epic concerts. And so for us to be able to do that before we actually open the gates of the festival was a huge undertaking for our team and something that we're really, really excited about. So that's happening on June 16th and 17th.
A really big score, wasn't it?
It was.
The backstory on that was he really wants to be here.
He does. I think this has been 3 or 4 years in the making.
And the timing is right.
Yeah, the timing is right.
Those conversations go and then boom.
You bet. And we're just thrilled to have him. But wait, there's more. Going right into Megan Maroney.
I'm wearing Tennessee orange brim.
You've got the living legend Garth. You've got Megan, who has come out of the gate. The show is, I think there's a couple tickets left, but it's just this incredible legacy for her that's starting. And so we're catching her right in the beginning. And then the next day, Don Toliver. With a great hip-hop lineup. That show has been very well received. Don Toliver's new record's been on the charts since it's been out. And then ending that weekend with Carin León, who is a Mexican regional artist. Definitely country flavor, but thrilled to have a Hispanic voice ending weekend one. So we really, in terms of the amp, we're coming out swinging in weekend one. We're really, really thrilled with how it's come together.
And then the second weekend, this is one of the shows I have heard huge buzz on. Ed Sheeran performing June 25th. So honey
now. You know, we learn when Scott comes to us with ideas, we learn not to fall in love. And he's always really careful to include our favorites, right? So he knows who Kevin's favorite is. He knows who my favorite is. And we make those offers. And most of the time they don't work out. And when we heard Ed Sheeran, I was like, okay, I mean, that we would really love to do that if we can. And, you know, stars aligned. You know, he is just such a... What people talk about, he is just not only an incredible human, but also this artist that has a range that is just incredible, and it's on its own face. And so Ed Sheeran into Cody Johnson with Jess Murph. If you got a chance, take it. Very kind of George Strait-esque, and Jess Murph is a great vocalist, so that'll be a really fun night. And then ending weekend two with Post Malone. Again, I mean, we heard it. We're like, okay, Scott, we'd love to do that. And they pulled it together and really excited to host Post. I think this is his first Summerfest performance. Mm. I think that every artist in the amphitheater this year will be their first performance at Summerfest, with the exception of Alex Warren, who performed, and I'll get to Alex Warren in a second, weekend three. Alex Warren performed at the Time U.S. Cellular stage last year. So that's an example of an artist that went from... ground stage directly the next year to the amphitheater.
Well, and he was playing a free stage last year.
That's right.
Alex Warren then becomes Grammy nominated for Best New Artist.
Before we get to Alex Warren, we should talk about Muse. Oh, really? I know that's probably a personal one for you, Sandy.
I gotta tell you, I saw them at Lollapalooza almost 10 years ago now, and they were incredible. Mm-hmm. They were absolutely incredible. So
Big sound, you know, yeah. British band, lots of theater. So really excited about that. So we go from Muse into Alex Warren. And then finish up the festival with Jelly Roll. But God knows, I know when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all with Tyler Hubbard and 3-6 Mafia. So, I mean, you think about the variety... Just the names this year came together in a really, really beautiful way in the amphitheater, and we're thrilled.
Is there a headliner of all of these variety of names that we've just talked about that has surprised you the most, that there's a big buzz or big demand for?
I mean, I think there's been demand for every single one in its own way. And so I would say, Alex Warren, we love those stories of being able to go from a free ground stage with a festival admission the next year, you know, having their career take off to the point that they're able to perform in the amphitheater. That's a really big deal. And so that's exciting. But I mean, from Garth all the way to Jelly Roll and everything in between, it's all doing well.
There is even more music to enjoy at Summerfest. Of the hundreds of musical artists of all styles that will be on the free stages around the Henry Meyer Festival Park grounds over 3 weekends, Sarah and Kevin will give us the behind the scenes perspective on what it takes to plan for all these performers and their picks for must-see shows. This is your guide to the best sounds and suggestions for Summerfest 2026. Stay with me on WTMJ's Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
You're listening to the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
Thanks for joining me. In this special, you're going to get the info you need to make the most of your Summerfest experience. My guests from Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., the nonprofit 501c3 organization that produces Summerfest, Sarah Pancari, President and CEO, and Kevin Kennedy, Chief Revenue Officer. We'll get into your music picks, but in thinking about Summerfest, the world's largest music festival, Sarah, how mountainous of a task is it to book all 12 free stages and the American Family Insurance Amphitheater headliners? Talk a little bit about the music programming team.
Scott Ziel leads our team, and he works with two other full-time bookers as well as others on the team. And their connections are very wide and deep, and they're constantly talking to management. I would tell you that I've heard the year 2029 already in reference to some artists. So the business is getting much, much more, I don't know that I would call it, maybe intentional about planning. That probably is the best word. And so we're making offers. We've made a lot of offers on 27 already. So it's just really, and I see Kevin nodding his head because he's part of those conversations from the revenue side. But it is most definitely, the artists are, they're excited to play. They want to get out there.
Bazzo, so to see the music business come back after 2020, which I know, okay, we're in 2026, but to have it really be that robust and looking ahead 1, 2, and 3 years to make these offers and to lock those folks in, that's exciting.
Yeah, and it's sort of changed. I mean, that has an impact on how we plan everything that we do. All of the other announcements that we do, the whole cycle, you know, our sales cycle and everything. So, I mean, our lineup used to come out when I started in April, and now it's coming out early February, and I anticipate that it's going to continue to advance. And so that changes how we market. It changes timelines for us. And so it's been, we're keeping up with the industry and the changes, and we're flexible enough to do it. But for us, I think as early as we can start planning, the better.
You two must be great at keeping secrets.
Well, again, you go back and you really, I mean, so we talk about so many artists and so many things, but you know, you really, it takes a lot to have it all come together and have that independent booking team put the pieces together. I will say that it is because of our sponsors, which Kevin leads our relationships, that we're able to do this. Without sponsors and the leaders of those companies that step forward and make significant commitments to the festival, none of this is possible. I mean, American Family Insurance, of course, comes to mind in terms of their longstanding commitment. I mean, it's a really, really important relationship across the board for us in order to provide that stability.
Yeah. And I think what's great about all of them is I think they all trust that there's sort of two sides to this. They want to get the marketing exposure and they want to engage and have brand impressions and all that kind of stuff. And they trust us that we're going to deliver all of that strategically. But every one of our sponsors sees the deeper mission and how their investment in Summerfest, you know, helps us align our mission, help to bring people down to the lakefront, help communities come together in a time when we need to probably come together the most. So it's great to work with these sponsors because they see the bigger picture. And I think we're just fortunate to have, we've got over 60 partners this year. We've got close to 500 organizations that are purchasing group tickets. We've got over 100 supporters in our amphitheater programs. So when you really look at the totality of it, I mean, it's probably well over 800 organizations in Southeast Wisconsin that are choosing to support this thing that we do. So we're incredibly grateful for that.
I'm glad people want to be associated with a Summerfest logo that is a smile.
That's you know, right. Like,
Noel Spangler.
Let's get together for a good, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Remember?
Great design.
Yep. Great design. Yeah. Early 70s.
Tell the quick story of.
Well, so I've heard multiple stories because that's the benefit of my seat is that you'd get to hear sort of the myriad of stories that come, and I welcome them all, right? Because you want to hear them all. But Noel's, who was the designer of the Summerfest smile, his wife was a teacher. And he was watching her make smiley faces on papers she was grading. And then that transitioned into what is now known as our most favorite smile in Milwaukee.
With a red pen.
With a red pen, exactly. So
I think that's the leading star.
Right. Like it could have been a star. You know, all the things could have looked so different. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's all of those stories. We love the Summerfest miracles that happen, the connections of people, I meet my friends at this spot every year, you know, and there we've been together for 30 years. And so we love all of that. We relish it and really welcome it.
She is Sarah Pancari, President and CEO of Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., along with Kevin Kennedy, Chief Revenue Officer. And whether you are an annual Summerfester or this will be your first time or first time in a while, next you'll hear Sarah and Kevin's musical tastes for must-see performers, plus tips on free admission, a free hat on opening day, flavorful food and refreshments, and Fuzz Pop Workshops plans for a photographable, immersive art experience. So many ways to enjoy the big gig coming up on the WTMJ Summerfest Soundcheck with me, Sandy Max.
This is the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
I am with two people who I knew would give the best advice for enjoying all the aspects of Summerfest. My guests from Milwaukee World Festival, Inc., Sarah Pancari, President and CEO, and Kevin Kennedy, Chief Revenue Officer.
Well, we talked about the headliners on the American Family Insurance Amphitheater stage. That's a stellar lineup in itself, but there are hundreds of artists of all styles performing throughout the festival, all up and down the grounds of all styles. We could break down every single stage. The Summerfest Soundcheck, we don't have that much time. You can always go to the website, summerfest.com, or the app is back.
The app is really, really good. I mean, it allows you to create your own schedule, which, of course, have you made your schedule yet?
I have not.
Yeah,
I need to do that.
It is a very, very cool function.
I've downloaded mine and tapped a few faves.
Well, and then you can share it. So I can actually see if we can share it among each other, which I think, you know, the perennial, where do I find you? I mean, that's a really, really good step forward that technology will allow us to find one another at specific shows. But the app, and I think the Pepsi, you know, they're giving away free tickets. And so we're very fortunate to have, again, an example of a sponsor, but the app is great. I would say that if you can't find something that you like at Summerfest in terms of an artist, you haven't tried very hard, right? So everything from, you know, reggae, we have headlining reggae this year with Buju Banton on BMO. I mean, that they've worked they've worked really hard to get that done. All the way to, you know, Tucker Wetmore, emerging country. And Flo Rida and Third Eye Blind and Passion Pit and the 40th anniversary of the Bodines. I mean, they've saved their show, their celebration of their anniversary for Summerfest on July 4th. So, and you know, it's everything in between. As you say, it's almost like naming children. You don't want to start because you inevitably don't get them all. But it's going to be a great, great run.
I love some of the band names that you've tossed out, especially the 40th anniversary of the Bodines. I know some people just went, oh my gosh, I have to be there July 4th.
That's right.
They're so beloved here in their hometown, and they just mean such a great time, and you can sing along with every song. So I feel like that's going to be a must-see for a lot of people, and a lot of people who don't get to see them. You know, we're so spoiled here in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, being able to see the Bodines as much as we have. So people can travel to come see them for that special show. So, Kevin, you've just heard some of Sarah's band shout-outs. Who are some of the bands that you're excited to see or you're proud of that you've got on the Summerfest lineup this year?
Well, I'll name a few that in the process of my evolution of music. Pearl Jam, we talked about already. Before that, I was a huge Run DMC fan. I mean, that was my first step into hip-hop. So we have Rev Run this year. After my grunge phase, I went into kind of a punk phase. And so Goldfinger, 311, yeah. Goldfinger, you know, Sublime, those kind of bands were my favorite. And so this year we have Goldfinger. What's great about our lineup, too, is that there's so many opportunities to see new artists. And Subtronics is a band that our office is talking a lot about. It's an EDM act, one of the biggest EDM acts. A lot of our office thinks that's going to be one of the best ground shows that we have on site. So I'm excited to see that. And then, you know, now that I have a 14-year-old daughter, I get to go through this list and live through, you know, some of the different artists that she circled to. And that's what maybe keeps me fresh and up to date on music as well. And there's a lot that she has circled
Who
as well.
Who has she circled?
She's looking at, I mean, she's always kind of in between, you know, things where like, yep, that you can do that. And others, I'm like, I think we're a few years off yet. But there's a couple artists that are more on the pop side that she's kind of interested in. And we're always trying to drag her into things that we like. I'm really trying to bring her along to Father John Misty because I think that kind of covers, you know, both ends. But she's got a few that she has circled and certainly, I mean, the entire second weekend in the amphitheater, she's like, Dad, can I go to Post? Can I go to Ed Sheeran? I want to go to Cody. There's a lot this year that she's going to enjoy.
The multi-generations, it's just great. I am excited for a lot of different bands. Living Color is back.
Yes, sure they are so good.
Yeah, I've still got the charisma. Yeah. Oh, man, they're a great show.
That's energy.
For the classic rockers, Aldo Nova. Life is just a fantasy. I'm ready for that. Also, Don Felder. David Lee Roth is a character. I think I'm just going to show up to see what attitude he's in and if he's
100%.
What he's wearing, you know.
And that catalog, you haven't heard for a long time. I think that's a really interesting thing about David Lee Roth. It's like you haven't, just the nature of that, you know, the Van Halen, the David Lee Roth, you just haven't heard it. At least I haven't heard it live for a long time.
And people who love yacht rock, Christopher Cross. The ultimate yacht rock artist, just a whole lot to love about this. And for a lot of folks who like from that Chicago vibe. Freddie Jones Band, Nicholas Tremulous, and the Prodigals. I feel like I'm missing some. There was another. Oh, Poi Dog Pondering.
Poi Dog Pondering. Lucky Boys Confusion. Oh, big Chicago band.
Yeah. So there's a lot to love. And then I'm a huge alternative 80s fan. So Echo. I have seen Echo and the Bunny Man before. But the fact that they've never played Summerfest. Is exciting. So
it's really exciting.
Baja Men and Tag Team. That's making me laugh. And then the one band that I heard everyone at the reveal party that you hosted, and I mean business leaders from our city, Post Sex Nachos.
Yo, man, you get away sometime. The name in itself
is the band. I think that got all the buzz.
And they're a great band. They're a great band. And that's opening day. So come on down, get your free hat if you're one of the first 10,000. That's Sandy, I know we brought for you, and you can hear Post Sex Nachos, right?
What a way to kick
American Families are a great partner on that, and so it's a great hat. I always think for myself, this is what it looked like when I was younger, and so it's officially come back all the way.
And a good white cap, so that way when
summery
gets gets a little hot, you don't want a black cap necessarily. Nice white Summerfest Milwaukee established. 1968. Good looking ball cap and get there early. In addition to a free cap, there are 15 ways over 9 days to get in on admission deals and free entry. Kevin will set you up with those opportunities next. Plus, find out the fun your entire family can have at the Lil Gig, the fest inside the fest for the youngest music fans, and tasty new flavors of food and beverages this year. This is your guide to the best sounds and suggestions for Summerfest 2026. Keep it here on WTMJ's Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
What you need to know to make the most of the world's largest music festival. It's the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
I'm here with Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. President and CEO Sarah Pancari and Kevin Kennedy, Chief Revenue Officer, stretching your entertainment dollar and maximizing your Summerfest experience. That is what we're here to help you do right now.
You talk about freebies. WTMJ's Vince Vitrano has a saying. I will paraphrase it, but if you are paying full price to get into Summerfest, you're just not trying hard enough. Now, I'm going to say that in the more charming way of the reason that there are a lot of free admission promotions is because of so many partnerships that you have with some of the wonderful organizations here. Food drives, book drives, all sorts of partnerships like that. What's the best way to find out the free admissions? 15 free admission specials.
Well, anything we're talking about today, summerfest.com or our app will include all the information. But yeah, you said it. Summerfest is 9 days and we have 15 ways for people to get in free. And so it's not too difficult, as Vince would say, to find a way to to get free admission. But of those 15, six of them, as you mentioned, are actually opportunities for the community to come together and make an impact. So we've got food drives, we've got diaper drives, blood drives. And so those are really important part of our mission. We have a day, our military and first responder day, where active duty veterans and first responders and up to four family members are in free admission. So it's a great opportunity for those families to spend quality time together and enjoy all of the activities we have. So our admission promotions are a big priority for us. And our partners love to sponsor those because it's part of our mission to make sure that the festival remains affordable for everyone to be able to attend. So 15 this year, which is incredible, and we're excited to have those opportunities.
Stretch your entertainment dollar. And that's then right. Once you get to Summerfest, what is new in 2026?
Well, we've got a lot. I mean, we probably have over 50 different exhibits that are, you know, either driven by us or by our sponsors. Some of them are some of the favorites that are coming back. Some are going to be new. We're excited this year. We're continuing our partnership with Fuzz Pop Workshop to bring an immersive art exhibit down to the festival. I've had the opportunity to see kind of what they're cooking up and what they're going to bring, and it's continuing to take it to the next level.
I love this about Summerfest, that you've embraced immersive art. I felt like it was an experiment 3 years ago with the plastic corn maze that you could walk through that was all lit up and had interesting sounds. And I was fingers are crossed. Like, I hope people Instagrammed this. Like, I hope this is a way to support not just music artists here, because there are a lot of local music acts who will be on the Summerfest stages. But now you're supporting visual artists in this really interesting, unique, one-time only way. So Fuzz Pop Workshop had their big forest and cauldron last year right between the T-Mobile stage and the U-Line stage, and now it's called Radiant Echoes.
I think you should do the promos for it. You get it.
It really is exciting. And Fuzz Pop Workshop is fun to say, but it's a collaboration of, what, like two dozen artists here who create the soundscapes and create these massive, inflatable, colorful, touchable, interactive art experiences. So that makes me very, very happy. What else makes people very, very happy at Summerfest? Food. Refreshing beverages. Find out some of the newest flavors at the fest, including dirty sodas. Plus, parents, experiencing Summerfest with your kids can be even more fun than you thought. All this when the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max returns on WTMJ.
Welcome back to the Summerfest Soundcheck with Sandy Max.
Milwaukee World Festival, Inc. President and CEO Sarah Pancari and Kevin Kennedy, Chief Revenue Officer, are my guests. Both of you have given us lots of reasons musically to come to Summerfest and other ways to enjoy the big gig.
What else is new? Maybe just kind of listed out in the last few minutes we have together.
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot in the food and beverage space. So this whole trend of dirty soda and these kind of craft beverages, we are leaning into this year. Our friends at Pepsi are bringing an experience called Pepsi Drips. And these are basically craft NA soda concoctions that you can order. And they have all sorts of a variety of different Pepsi products, mixer ingredients that go in. But then things like cotton candy, gummy worms, one of them has a pickle. So it's really interesting. And then there's another experience that's being launched called Cocktails and Confections. And these are all sort of shake and, shake based beverages and really fun, different, cocktail based and non-cocktail based beverages and candies you can try as well, too, that are different than anything we've offered. And so we're just trying to stick with some of the trends that are happening in the food and beverage space. And I think we'll have those two covered this year.
Lots of flavors.
Lots. Our vendors continue to just deliver new ideas, new concepts. And so it really is. It's a fun way to eat your way through Summerfest. To say, okay, what do you have that's new? And we've got some new vendors coming. It's going to be a great way to sustain yourself as you listen to all the great music.
And you were mentioning something about Food Supper Club.
Cousins is doing a Supper Club steak sub. So there's a lot of really great Wisconsin themes that are traveling through. I know there's a s'mores churro. There's, I think someone's doing hot ham and rolls, like just in a true Wisconsin form, right? really the variety. The other piece I would acknowledge, and I know we've heard a lot about it if you live in Milwaukee, but Saz's is turning 50. Cedar Crest is turning 50. So as we think about the legacy of Summerfest, we've had these great partners that have been with us. And so there's nothing that says Summerfest like a Saz's sampler platter. So I would encourage you to celebrate 50 years with Saz's.
I would say that is one of those, fill this sentence for me. It's not Summerfest until, and honestly, I think I have Saz's mozzarella sticks.
That's a great one. That's a really good one.
What is it for you?
For me, it is turning around and looking at 20,000 people with giant smiles on their face enjoying music. That is my favorite view of the festival.
Because I say walking around the empty Summerfest grounds doesn't feel like Summerfest.
No, I love the artist fan experience. I think that's a really special thing.
Kevin, it's not Summerfest until?
I think our shopping experience is overlooked. I encourage everyone. We've got about 150 different shopping booth spaces throughout the grounds, and there's incredible artists that are bringing all sorts of different wares, and then there's things like furniture and posters. So I don't think it's been Summerfest until you've taken the time to look at everything we have beyond the music.
And that means you got to go more than one day.
Right.
You can't fit all that in. And I just want to touch on this because I think there are a lot of music fans. We were talking about, okay, showing your age and that sort of thing. Music doesn't know an age. So we have people now who have gone to Summerfest as teenagers, but now maybe new parents or parents who haven't been for a few years. What is your best advice for a parent considering bringing kids to the big gig?
I mean, I'm a little biased, and Sarah knows this is kind of a passion point for mine, but I think we basically put on a family festival within Summerfest. We have family activities happening all day long. Most of it happens within the Northwestern Mutual Community Park, which is one of the coolest playgrounds we have in the city. But we've got a lot of the area arts groups represented, groups like First Stage, Sunset Playhouse, the Milwaukee Ballet, and those kind of groups that are there. We end every night with back-to-back performances of comedy sports, followed by a fun DJ dance party for kids. I'm really excited about one group I want to mention. They're called the Q Brothers. I first found them at Lollapalooza, Austin City Limits, but they're a family-friendly hip-hop group that does this kind of workshop element to their performances. So they will bring kids on stage. Kids can participate in the creation of a song, whether they're on the mix station or they're bringing some lyrics, and they workshop the song live and then they perform it. So they're going to do a mix of some of the songs off their album while bringing kids on and workshopping new songs. And it's just a really cool thing. I've seen it firsthand in Chicago, and we're excited to have it this year debuting.
Aww, what a wonderful way to make memories. The Q Brothers. Look for them. Yeah. Is that technically called the Lil Gig?
The Lil Gig is, yes, the Lil Gig is the name that we have to encompass all of the family-friendly entertainment that we have. And beyond the entertainment, there's so many vendors. There's face painting, and there's a ton of activities, which you can all check out at summerfest.com.
Summerfest.com, the Summerfest app. And as we leave, what is one fan story that has stayed with you, Sarah?
Bob Babish told me to do this. Bob was our entertainment director for 47 years and recently retired. Bob always told me, you know, Sarah, if you can, get to the mid-gate right when we open on opening day, because that is where you find people that are so excited that Summerfest has come for the year that they can't wait to get in. And he said that will just fill your soul in a way that makes all the other things that are going on really, really worth it. I do that as much as I can. And so I hope to see some of the listeners on opening day.
And do we call it the big gig? Is that okay?
There's some absolutely.
People
who are like,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, right? Yeah.
Some people push back. It's like calling New York the Big Apple. Nobody does that. I was like, I get the impression that it's okay to call it the big
Here's
gig.
Here's the thing about Summerfest is that what we love is that there's ownership. I mean, the fact that people want to debate that, welcome. Please, debate it all you'd like. We love that you feel strongly enough to name it specifically.
Make it your own. Sarah Pancari, President and CEO of Milwaukee World Festivals Incorporated, and Kevin Kennedy, Chief Revenue Officer of Milwaukee World Festivals Incorporated. Have a wonderful Summerfest, and thanks for all you do to make Milwaukee's lakefront the place to be for 3 weekends every summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.